maybe one small hagdama to the Indian, and then maybe go through the Gemara. No chidushim, just I think just to try to get a little bit of clarity in the Gemara, and then until next week, hopefully get to Lamais Tegazachim, then to get to the different types of wines that we have. We have here a Gemara that, which is God, the Rishayim Shtelzach, that's a little funny because it's not as true as it sounds like in the beginning. Gemara says a very clear line, Ein oimim kiddush hayoim ela ala yayin haroi l'nifzach. Ein oimim kiddush hayoim ela ala yayin that's roi l'nifzach gabi ha-mizbech. And then there's a whole lot of the Gemara to see what it's l'mute. But the opening klal of the Gemara was very strong lashon. Ein oimim kiddush ala yayin ela. It's like right, it picks up. Ein ela. It sounds like that's it. Yeah, we're going to see in the Gemara there's going to be lehedidika wines that are pasul for nesachim, like yayin kaisis. The Gemara says it's pasul in nesachim, yet it's kashal kiddush. Apal pikei, the Gemara said a klal, ein oimim kiddush hayoim ela ela yayin haroi l'nisach. So the Ritzvah Gadol says in klalim there's exceptions, even when it says ela. I said the Rashbam seems to be magdir, and the Rashba and Chuvis says like that. That it's a prat. That means when the psul in nisach is coming from the ichashivas, because it's mos, it's not derech kavod, it's missing in the chashivas. So then that chashivas transfers over to kiddush, and if it's mamish pasul for nisachim, it won't be good for kiddush as well. If the reason why it's pasul for nisachim is not machmas chasern in its chashivas, it's not mos, it doesn't have a bad smell, it's derech kavod, but there's a zaitik psul, then on that it was never gezakt that this klal applies to kiddush. Meleva, even if it's pasul for nisach, it's going to be kasha to kiddush l'chadchila. Chidush in the Gemara is even things that are pasul for nisach. I shouldn't use the word pasul, but not good l'chadchila. There are certain wines where it's l'chadchila. Even sounds like a deraistik l'chadchila, which there is such a musig pashtus. Some Rishonim say there is no such a musig. Many Rishonim say there is. But here it sounds like that. If not, it's drabanan. But there's a point that lechatchila, it's not by kachim for sure, because kachim you need china kasa la'akiv. The mele yizuchav pashas deraisas lechatchilas. The sachem is that some rishonim say is because it's kachim the kinyanim. So even wines that lechatchila are not good for the sachem, kiddush is not as chomer, and what's kashim b'di'evet ben sachem will be kashim lechatchila by kiddush. So just before, just try to bring out one nekuda in the Gemara, why I think it's going to open up, why we can be clearing shalos on our grape juice today, if it's kashim kiddush or not kashim kiddush. Just in the etzem din, why are we shtelling the fact that kiddush should be told in the sachem? It's not a question that needs an answer. Maybe there is an answer that's going to get to the Gemara. It's not shver. What? True, but is there punkt? Doimit in the Sachem? Is it the Gemara of the Mice is being magdur with the Sachem? The end of the day, the psul is like you're saying, this pasuk akabeu, it's not derech kavod. But thus, the hashra is going to be, oh, what you find for the Sachem, that's what's good for kiddush. I don't know, maybe it could be magdur other ways, so just go on its own, it's a derech kavod. No. Somehow, the way it's being brought about is with a member in the Gemara, that it's gebait on the Sachem, and kiddush somehow is the Sachem. So the Shultas, the Pashas Yisrael, which is El Gemara, Mamish Hol Gemara, but he has a little few lines as a Haggadah to the Gemara. And he starts off, he says, Bechlav, the sugis that we've been learning till now, Menolan Dal Yayin, how do you know Kiddush is Dafka Yayin? What's up with Dafka Yayin? What's the Inya? I mean, we know you could be Mekadosh Al Pas also, if there's no Yayin, or if the Pas Mokhashav, but the Maya said, the Ikedin, Kiddush is Dafka Yayin. Zok the Shultas Hazayin. This is right before he goes into the whole Gemara here, that of Babassim, I'm word for word Gemara that's here in Babassim. Umenolad ala yayin, Amr of Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amr of Yonison, Minayin she'ein oim shira el ala yayin. How do you know that you don't see shira el ala yayin? Gemara brings a pasuk, shira said al yayin. Umam samchay, shira, dafkut yayin. Mikan amru she'ein oim shira el ala yayin. Mahi Shira the Nesachim. The Musik of Shira we find is by Kabbanis, where Levim sang Shira by the Nesachim with Nesachim. Amazut Shabbatuvi Amirab, Ein Armim Kiddush Hayoim El Alayayin, Haroi Lenesach. The Rishbam in Pesachim Daf Kuvav Amralv says that Kiddush Hashir. Daf Kuvav Amralv, the Rishbam says Kiddush Hashir. We're giving a Shira on Yom HaShabbos. That it's Cholik from other days of the week. We're busy trying to partize what Kiddush is. We have different Pshatim. And Shultz and the Rishbam seems to say it in the first, and the Shultz is saying that's the word over here. That Kiddush is a Shira. And Shira is with Nesachim. That's the Shira is with the Nesachim. Yayin of Nesachim. So this that Kiddush is Ala Yayin. Well, this is the Nesachim, the Shira, was the Nesachim of Shabbos. I'm trying to just be masbid at for a minute, which I think is a Davar Nachon. The Sefer Yireyim has a mitzvah. It's a Egen mitzvah you don't find in other many mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasseis Adam Shmir Shabbos Alibay. First, there's a mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos Alibay. To be Shomer Shem Shabbos HaKadshay. What's the mitzvah? Hu Shmatim Es HaShabbos. Shomer Shem Shabbos HaKadshay. Shmir is belayed, like it says, V'aviv Shomer Es Adava. There's a bezunder mitzvah that a person should have a longing for Shabbos. That's the, in the Kabbalah Shabbos, wait for Shabbos. That's mitzvah tadik zayin, mitzvah tadik ches. Kishem she'tzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu loseis meyre l'migdash, kach tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu loseis meyre l'shabbos. Shari huk she'zel azeh, sab'sheisit sh'meyre l'migdash yitirel. It's a nine mitzvah. Meyre fin Shabbos. Da mitzvah meyre migdash, da mitzvah meyre Shabbos. Pashas v'shtet in the Yireyim, and that's how he's learning up the Shabbos Shemayr of Gdashi Tiro, Hukash, is we know in Kedusha there's something called Kedushas Hazman, something called Kedushas Hamakim. Gvisa Makayim is HaKadosh, Gvisa Zman is HaKadosh. It's all Kedusha, but it depends where the Kedusha sits us in. What Beis HaMikdash is in Kedushas Hamakim, Shabbos is in Kedushas Hazman. This that there's no Avelus on Shabbos, a lot of swarm that I'm asking, it's not upset because there is Avelus on Shabbos, because there is no Avelus on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Migdash. We have Migdash, Ba'ifin Kedushas Hazman, but we have Migdash. It doesn't pass Avelus, it means you're being Mazal from the Shabbos, while Shabbos gives you Migdash. And that's the Hekish, and Avelus surpassed Yiruf on Shabbos, surpassed Yiruf on Migdash, surpassed Yiruf on the Abish, though, because the Abish is Sheikhin there. He's Sheikhin in the Makkim, he's Sheikhin in the Zman. Achilas Shabbos is Achilas Kabbalas. So it's like Achilas Kachim. The Shulchan and Shabbos is a Mizbeach. Oibazai, Kabbalas have Shira, and it has Nisach. And the Kiddush is Nisach, it's Nisach Yayin. And that's the Yayin of the Kiddush, and there's a Shira, that's the Kiddush. And Mimela, just like the Halachas, Vosva Yayin makes Nisachim in Migdush, so that Yayin makes Nisachim on Shabbos. It's a little less. That's why what could be kashmir d'evad is kashmir d'elechatchila. But the musig selects from the sachem, while it is the sachem, and it's shira le'yayin with the sachem, while Shabbos is migdash. And that's the, I think, the hagdama to this sugya. That's why we're learning the din yayin and the meila, the oifin and the shira, and the halachas of it based on the sachem. Now, what comes out from the Gemara is, I hope I have the Matthias right, and they helped in the beginning also, but it appears that there's three steps of one. There's the first 3 days with there's some sort of something happening to it, but it doesn't get any alcohol yet. There's no fermentation. The first 3 days, it's just liquid that came out of grapes. Something's happening. There's a process going on, but it's not fermentation. From day 3 till day 40, there's a fermentation process where it starts getting a certain alcoholic metzias to it. But it's not called yayin that's mishak until day 40. After day 40, now this is a yayin that's mishak. The first 3 days, it has no alcohol in it at all, no fermentation. After day 3, about it is a slow fermentation. There's a small inyana of alcohol in there, but it doesn't get a shame. Yayin mishak, it can't be mishak, but there is something going on there in the alcohol metzias. And day 40, you have a Zach versus Meshaka. So, it's Mavu in the Gemara that even if you're in the first 3 days where there's no alcohol at all, nothing. Seichet Eshkol and Oven, Friday, right before Shabbos, you seichet it, and Friday night you make Kiddush. Within an hour of your Shechita, nothing, there's no alcohol at all. There's nothing there, and the Gemara says you can make Kiddush on it. L'chadchila. L'chadchila. kosher b'diavad for nesachim and lechatchila for kiddush. So that means it's clear in the Gemara that you don't need even a haschol of fermentation, a haschol of alcohol. It's as long as it's wine. as long as it's the juice that came out of grape wine, grapes that could make wine, you're good. That's the words of that. That's clear in the Gemara. The Gemara also talks about making kiddush on Yayim Migitay, which is the wine in the process from day 3 to day 40. That's also good. So, Pashtus means after day three. Pashtus doesn't mean, but again, but you see, clothes go even before that. But Pashtus means even after day three. So,
what was the chiddush from Rabbi?
No, so the chiddush is going to be something else. The chiddush is going to be by Koises. What's the lashon? Which one? Toises. Yeah, let's get there. By Toises, there's the chiddush as follows. By Toises, the way the Rashbam teaches the Gemara, Pashtus, it's really inside. Two Rashbams. Rashbam says, Yayin Toises, hu Yayin, that's Nimke Bechanus, hu Pasel hu, the way Abi Shecha. But what happened now is it's not roi v'yashecha. It's not roi v'yashecha. Ki yayin megita de sofer mi v'yashecha. It's worse. This toises, thank you. This toises, what? Oh, okay. So I knew. I guess I'm not too off. I said both the shinies. But the point over here is you have something that's like Yayin Megita, which let's say it's 3 days in. 3 days in. But it started souring. A certain process of chametz that's souring. And now this can't become wine. And still, the halacha is it's pasul for nesachim. And kosher l'kiddush. The Rashbam says that this Yayin Koseich, which cannot become Sheikha, it can't become Sheikha, and therefore it's taka pasul for the Sachem. But it's kosher l'chatchila for kiddush. That's what Rashbam explains. The about the psul is not coming from a chasarin. What? No, but Rashbam explains why. Rashbam says, Ayin Gemara earlier said that it's only kosher for well, whatever's not good for nesachim is not good for kiddush. Dr. Rashbam, you say. Dr. Rashbam, Rashbam says the same thing, that the only thing that we passel for kiddush is something that the reason why it's not good for nesachim is something that's not derech kavod, and he brings that pasuk like you said. What's the lashon? Hakivei no l'chazecha, which is you can give it to psachoshu mensh. What? Rishbam. Yeah. And he brings it again. He brings it again on Amud Bey. So the Rishbam is explaining that even though you have something that's possible for Nesachim, it's possible for Nesachim, and the reason why it's possible for Nesachim is because it can't become wine. It's kosher for kiddush. So I'm trying to bring out those fowls. And this is really the good. Give me a second. I'm not explaining myself. So let me just try to express myself, and then we'll talk. So I can explain the thing I'm trying to bring out. For Nesachim to be kosher b'di'evet, and Memeil to be kosher in kiddush, we saw that even though it's in the first 3 days, after the 3 days, it gets a little wine, it's kosher, but you have it for nesachim. And the understanding is because it could still become wine. Vibalt, you have in front of you a chefza that could become a wine that's meshaka, even though it has not yet become that. The fact that it can become that by waiting till day 40, so it's kosher, but you have it for nesachim. Masha'en came, this kaises, which soured and can't become wine, it cannot become wine. Because it's soured, it's pasul for nesachim. Can't use it for nesachim. Afal pikein, it's kosher for kiddush. So that means when it comes to kiddush, we see nacha kiddush now. Not only does it not have to be wine, not only could it be in the first 3 days, when there was no alcohol, but it could even be in a matziv that it can't become sheikha, it can't become a shaka, which would have been a psul nesachim, and it's still kosher l'chatchila for kiddush. So our grape juice that they make today, what they do is, they process it miyad after it's squeezed, within the first 3 days. It didn't get any fermentation yet, doesn't have any alcohol contact yet, and they do something to it that it can't be mishaka. So you're going to say, oh, can't be mishaka, it's a problem? So Abu Gamar Nishtazai. Anyone, someone wants to tell me, your grape juice is not kosher for kiddush, so I would tell you, Ichab HaMefurish HaGemara, I'm just going to try to theorize why maybe it's not HaMefurish HaGemara. I have a HaMefurish HaGemara that says that for kiddush, grape juice is fine. Why is that? Because the Gemara says you could squeeze one Eshkol Shuyayim, even though it's in the first 3 days. And this, that it can't become wine, the Gemara said, was only by Kaiseis, a psul by Nesachim, because Nesachim has a prat that has to be Royal Lashaka. If it's Royal Lashaka, it's kosher, even if it didn't start fermentation yet. But you'd be able to see that it could become wine. But Kiddush doesn't have that tonight. And the name of the Kiddush, I'm good, 100%, even the first 3 days, even if it can't become wine. That's what I would have said. What?
Grape juice cannot ferment from like the pastoral.
Right. Could become wine. Right. So that's what we say. Very good. So we say, but I have a Gemara that says, Yayin that's koiseis, that can't become wine, is still kosher for kiddush. So now I see, even not Yayin Megitoi, even not wine that could become Meshaka and could become great, even if it's Yayin Megitoi, which is like a grape juice, but it could become wine that's Meshaka, even if I don't have that, even if it's less than that, it can't become wine, it's still kosher for kiddush. Why would there be mukkan for someone to declare that maybe my grape juice is not good for kiddush?
Yeah, yeah,
what?
You have two chesron.
Beautiful. That's the chilek. This that the Gemara said yayin that kaiseis is kosher. That's because kaiseis already started fermenting. So I found by kiddush, in other words, there's two zachen over here. There's the first 3 days where it's nothing. There was no fermentation, no alcohol process at all. And it's grabbed the kosher from the sochem if it's ready to become wine. That's true. Then I have yayin megitoi, which already started fermentation and has a little alcohol in it, but it has not reached the shem yayin yet. On that, the Gemara says, by yayin koiseis, which pashtos is a yayin megitoi, that started a fermentation process, and it's not wine, but it has episoshem alcohol there, because there is some alcohol going on over there. And that the Gemara says that if it's soured and it cannot become wine, that it's possible for the Sochem, even though it already started fermentation and it has a little alcohol, but it doesn't make a difference. It didn't become wine yet. It can't become wine. It's not good for the Sochem. Adem zafti mar kiddush, but for kiddush is good. L'chetchila. Because it's not a chasern in Akibeno, because it's not a chasern in Chashivas. And therefore, the fact that I go to the Sochem is not going to apply to the Kiddush. And the Mela, I could use it, it's kosher l'chila for Kiddush. But where did the Gemara say this on? Only something that already started a fermentation process has a bifalkol, so there is some sort of yayin process that's involved. Even though it can't become a ganze wine, that's a pulling the Sochem, it's kosher for Kiddush. But we now have a right to clear a shaila, and that's what I think is going to be open for the Peskim, that we have a right to clear a shaila. If let's say I'm seched eshkol shalanovim, and I just have wine in the first 3 days that has nothing about it that gives me wine, it's missing alamayel. I can't look at the wine alshema ofid that it's going to become wine because I pasteurize it and I process it in a ofid that it can't become wine. I can't even give it a psedin wine because there was some sort of fermentation process, some sort of alcohol. Even though it didn't become wine in Mishak yet, but if somebody can give it a shame wine, that didn't happen either. So now I have Seichel Eshkol Anovim. Within the first 3 days, there is no fermentation. And it's made that it can't become wine at all. Can that be used for Kiddush? That we don't have a Gemara. Now, maybe it's not worth. Kiddush doesn't need all this, and who cares, and it's good. Or maybe not. Maybe you got to have something in there to make it that has a shame wine for Kiddush. And the two things could be a shame of us that it could become wine, or that there was some sort of fermentation process that gave it up as alcohol. So that's all I see in the Gemara. But something that's missing both of those times, you said it, Yesh Lachlan, I think that's why we're going to have a Shaila and Dachrayim. Just last two things. Gvega declares a Shaila by Havdalah and by Kiddush in the day. By the wines that are no good for Kiddush by Yain. In other words, the Gemara is going to come out with Maskana. Be it smelling wine, these are the maskana tegemara that's taka puzzle, because the reason why it's puzzle in the sechem is based on a chesaron. If it's based on a chesaron, you have hakivei una l'chesecha, and memela it puzzles by kiddush. Frege declares what's by havdalah and what's by kiddush in the day. The be'halacha Chafetz Chaim is not happy with Frege Shaila. He holds his pasha, it's no good. And he says, Craig says, the reason why maybe it's good is, he says, because maybe it's not worse than Chaman Medina. You don't need wine. So, Kiddush by night needs wine, there's no Chaman Medina. So that's why you could have all these tulim. But maybe Havdalah, who wouldn't be Kiddush by day? It's another Shaila, but who wouldn't be Kiddush by day? Where it could be, you don't need Mamshayim, the same Chaman Medina, it's good by Havdalah, maybe you could use in Kiddush in the day. So in Mela, you don't have the tulim. It's up to Bill. I don't know what you're saying. You don't need wine. You're allowed to use Chaman Medina, but this is not a psalm wine. This is a psalm about Kaveh Yonel and Chasecha. It's not Derech Kavod. It's not proper. It's not Derech Eretz. You wouldn't give this to a psalm Melech Basa Vadam. So how would you give it to Melech Kodesh Baruch Hu? Therefore, if that's the side of psalm, then why should, even if you don't need Yai Mam, Chaman Medina is good, but you can't use a lach that has such a smell or such a lach that you wouldn't give to a Melech Basa Vadam. Melech Chavetz Chaim wants an Eman that this psalm is not only a psalm Benegeya, Kiddush by night, it would be a psalm Kiddush by day and Kiddush by Abdullah as well. But say, if you give me 30 seconds, because I do want to share with you a chiddush, a brich slavana. I partially think you had some gave me such a matana. It's not nice not to share it. It's my mishapul of fellow. The Gemara says that we had a pasuk this pasuk chiddush alachem. Even though the mitzvah pasuk has nothing to do with brich slavana, it's kiddush achiddush. But the Gemara says this, that when you make the brich slavana, it's ki'ilu mekab p'nei Hashchina. The Gemara says, because it says achodesh hazeh lochem, and it says zekeilu mebeyu, zeh. So you see, it's ki'ilu mekab p'nei Hashchina. So it says we're going to get brich slavana. So that means somehow that the brich slavana is very much shayach to this mitzvah of achodesh hazeh lochem. And the Gemara says ki'ilu mekab p'nei Hashchina, that's what we say, dayam, that's the whole thing. Just, what does it mean, this mekab p'nei Hashchina? So if you look in the Matamosha, the Talmud of the Mashal, and others that brings that, they say about somehow when you look at the Levana, if you've been Mizbainin, you've seen the Flois Hashem, you could see Godless Habayri. Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina is when you make Godless Hashem and the Flois Habayri. That's something that the Taich. The Taich of Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina is Mizet, the Godless from the Eibishter. Somehow when the moon gets smaller, gets bigger, you're able to see, and some of them bring in, you see Skarv Einish, you see a lot of different Kudas, that the moon is all the Ikrim of the Ebishtha, and that's Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. But Taisus Yantav, I wanted to read inside, they don't have the Chaim HaRosh. If you look at Chaim HaRosh, I think it's Eis Tzadik Beis or Tzadik Gemel. So Taisus Yantav has a Pirish on Chaim HaRosh. So he said like this, that's Mamish Noyavayim. At least it made my Bichlavana better last night. So probably, you know, by next month, it'll be long gone. But for one time, it's Kedai. I should really say it right next to a bracha, because by the time we get there, it's going to be forgotten by all of us. But he said like this. He says that when the Eibishter took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, he says, so he did Ketachlos, he wanted to make this world to be Sheikh Nishchina in this world, should be Ma'oin in their world. So he built us a Mishkan, and he built us to be a Migdash, that he showed his Shechina, that's his abode, that's his Ma'oin, where Margish is Ashkocha Pratis, and where Margish is his Skarvus to us, that's where we see the Eibishta. Zakhtar, now that we lost the Beis HaMikdash, so we don't have that, but once a month, I'm not sure what he says, once a month, we make a Bichas Levana, and we could be Margish to the same Hegeshim. We could feel the same his Skarvus as the Beis HaMikdash, as the Mishkan, the Eibishta is there, he's with us, we're Magish Shechina, we have Zashkocha that he's close to us and he's with us, And that's the Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina of Birchas Levana. It's once a month we get a chance to have a few seconds, B'Shas HaBracha, of Migdash, Mitashleimus, of Mishkan, Mitagant HaSeh, which means feeling the Shuras HaShchina, feeling the closeness of Hashem, which means Hashkacha Pratis, that the Abish is with you, he's Mashkiach on us, and that comes with the Bracha V'Sheitzach, where the Bracha is made, with the right of Zbainness, where you make it a Flay Sabayri. Thank you.